You have a plan for your business and a vision for its future. So it's important to have a banking partner that works to understand all of your goals and what it will take to help you reach them. Work with a banker who is dedicated to listening first and providing insightful, personalized advice that's right for you and your business. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
Before she became an autism advocate and mom of four, Shaletta Brundage was an Emmy Award-winning comedian. Need something to put a smile in your face? Laughing with Letta is sure to tickle your funny bone. Check it out. But pee first and make sure you ain't drinking nothing when Shaletta's on a roll. That way you won't have anything to clean up when the podcast is over.
Hey, 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 it's Shaletta Brundage here, and welcome to Laughing with Letta, my weekly podcast. For all my regulars, welcome back. It's so good to see you again. And for those of you who are visiting for the first time, this is a place where we laugh and talk about everything. Nothing is off limits or off the table. We have a good time. And you know, I laugh and joke, but I don't play when it comes to healthcare and us being safe and making sure we live long and healthy lives. And you know what? It's finally spring. That means summer is coming, y'all. It's almost here. I don't know about you, but I can taste it. And we are planning vacations and getting on the road with some family travel. You know, we've got the RV. We're going to Houston to see family and have some fun in Texas for weeks at a time. We just got back from the rodeo and the kids cannot wait to go again. Now, travel does bring you in contact with some people. As you get ready to plan for your vacations, I want you to plan to be safe. When you're traveling, you cannot avoid crowds and crowded spaces. My son, Andrew, and I just got back from New York. He's got this new children's book out. Thank y'all for buying it already. Andrew does his dance, available wherever books are sold. And we had to go to New York to do this press tour. We had to get on this plane. And I had two masks on and was still scared and praying. Because there's no way that you can avoid it. And people like to say that COVID is in our rear view. But y'all, let me tell you, it is not. We have to be careful. I have friends that call me a germaphobe because I'm always wearing my mask and gloves. I was doing that before COVID, by the way. But what is the best recommendation to stay safe and keep our families safe while we are traveling, while we are on the road, while we are trying to enjoy this vacation time together? I'm glad that we have a guest because I don't want to try to have to figure this out. Google is my friend on some things, but on other things, I want to call in an expert. So I called Kathy Como Sabetti to the podcast today to share some information. Now, let me tell you who she is before I bring her on. She's the epidemiology manager for the Minnesota Department of Health's Emerging Infections Group. Now, I don't even know how to spell epidemiology, but I'm so glad Miss Kathy is here because she got to tell us how we're going to stay safe on these vacations. I got my kids. I'm going to see my parents. I'm coming back. I got my coworkers. I got the people who work for me. Miss Kathy, we have got to stay safe while we're traveling, and everybody's going to be getting out and about. Today is gorgeous. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. This weekend, we're talking about 70 degrees. That begs for us to get in that RV and go somewhere.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, we are all excited to get out and go somewhere, anywhere. We have had a long past couple years, and people are ready to go see people and see the world. And yep, it's about time. Good to do that. But you are correct too, in that we need to do it in a way in which we're keeping ourselves safe, our family mm-hmm. safe, the people mm-hmm. we're visiting safe. And nobody wants to get sick on their vacation. That is not how you want to spend mm-hmm. your vacation. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. So we do have some tips about when you're traveling, things that you can do. Mm-hmm. And it starts off first with planning. You know where you're going, know who you're going to see, and know that what diseases we have in your community and where you routinely are may be different when you're going to travel, especially if you're traveling internationally. Ooh. There can be things that you should think about. Malaria. You don't have to think about malaria if you're living in northern Minnesota, right. But if you're doing international travel, you may need to think about that. So there are some really great resources out there. One of them is CDC's. CDC.gov has a travel health page. Where you're going, and it will tell you things like, you know, in this country or in this area, there have been outbreaks of measles or, you know, malaria or whatever it is. And so,
girl, you got to be kidding me. So we ain't going and guessing and hoping and praying. We can go to CDC.gov and there's a whole page where we can type in where we're going and get the latest information.
You sure can. Yes.
And that's why I called you. That's why.
And I think, you know, that's important for those, I want to say, the more international trips or the trips mm-hmm. where you may not be as familiar. So for that one, we really do recommend you do some research and you talk to your healthcare provider. There may be additional vaccinations that are recommended or additional medications that you may want to take with you. In addition to what you routinely take, you know, whether it's your blood pressure medication, any kind of routine medication, they may recommend that you carry some medication with you. Mm. For those larger trips, the big trips.
Yeah.
It is good to do some research.
Okay. Now, the Center for Disease Control decided that now was the best time to update COVID-19 guidance. Why did they do that?
Yeah, they did it for a couple of reasons. And one of them does have to do with that we're in a different place with COVID-19. I completely agree. COVID isn't in our rear view. We are now living with it. It is a part of our kind of routine pathogens, routine diseases we see, like influenza. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to have it around for a long time. It's going to be a part of our usual disease menu. But one thing they did is that we are in a different place, and that's thanks to vaccines, which mm-hmm. are effective. And we want to make sure that people are getting their recommended vaccines and make sure that if you're 65 older, you've gotten your additional updated dose this spring. We also have treatments. We have antiviral treatments that people can take when they first become ill that help prevent them from getting more ill. It helps prevent someone from moving to, you know, being at home and feeling crummy to going to the hospital. Those antivirals are really important for that kind of prevention. And then we also have just better treatments for people mm-hmm. who do have severe illness. So, you know, the picture of COVID looks different. Mm-hmm. So that's one reason. It's a disease we're going to have to live with. It's a disease that's going to be around. The second part is that we're really trying to increase people's compliance by making it simpler to, you know, influenza or anytime you feel sick, mm-hmm. that you stay home until you're fever free and feeling better for 24 hours and then go back out into the world.
Okay, now tell me this. I went to New York with my son. I had my mask on me. I put my mask on, forced him to put his mask on. I was the only one masking. Why might people mask when they're traveling when they don't mask at home? Because that's what my son was saying. Well, we don't wear masks anymore, Mom. And in my thinking, I'm like, we're on this plane. It's tight in here. You know, the guy behind us is coughing. The guy in front of us is sneezing. Let's just be better safe than sorry.
Yeah. You know, I think it's one thing to really recognize when you travel, how many people you're coming into close contact with, and that people are coming from all different areas. So one thing we've seen with COVID is we kind of have these, you know, the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. it might be a little bit lower here, but in a different area of the country, disease incidence might be higher. Now, kind of, we're throwing everybody together and mixing up the pot. Right. And I think in those situations, it is important and warranted to have an extra layer of protection. Even if you wouldn't normally wear a mask when you're at home and you know, disease is not very prevalent where I am right now, and you're in your home, you're oftentimes around many of the same people. Even if you're around people, it's usually the same group of people. So we're doing all of the things during travel that make the situation more likely for disease to be transmitted. We're being in larger groups. We're being with mixes of people that, you know, we're not normally around. Right. Mm-hmm. And we don't have a lot of control oftentimes. You know, when you're in an airport and your flight's delayed and everybody's waiting at that gate, there's no place else to go. So it's not like where you're at your home and you can make different choices to separate from individuals, go stand outside. You can't do that when you're traveling. So that extra layer of protection and having that option for people is really important.
Okay, now tell me this. Can folks travel if they recently had COVID-19? You know, that's something that a friend of mine asked. She and her daughter were planning to go on a cruise, a little Disney cruise, and her daughter got COVID. And she was like, can I travel? I'm like, hell, I don't know. Let me call Kathy and maybe she could tell us both.
Right. Well, we want to make sure before people are traveling, again, that they've been fever-free for 24 hours. This is regardless of whatever disease you have. If you're feeling sick, you want to be fever-free for 24 hours. And your symptoms, you know, sometimes people have a prolonged cough for a while, but your symptoms are better. You know, you're feeling well enough to be traveling. If you had COVID-19, and let's say you're in that, I feel good enough, but, you know, I just had it last week. Put a mask on. Keep those secretions to yourself, at least until you've been about 10 days out from when you started to get sick. And that is just another layer of protection. Again, we all want to be conscientious. We don't want to see people, you know, transmitting something when we don't have to. And, you know, the masks work both ways. They help keep what's in our mouths in to us, and they help prevent other people from giving us diseases and pathogens and droplets as well.
Well, I think this was really helpful, and you really clarified a lot of things for us, because we're getting ready to travel. We're getting out there. We're going to other people's houses. We're inviting them to come and see us. And you're bringing us that most up-to-date information, this advice that we are going to take away from home and also implement in our homes as we welcome visitors and family members who come. And I just want to thank you and all of your colleagues at the Minnesota Health Department for all of your hard work to keep us all informed, because things change so rapidly from 1 week to the next, especially at the height of this thing before we got the vaccine and then after we got the vaccine, and then we were able to pull the masks off and then, you know, we put them back on, and then we got different information about when we could return to work and, you know, when we should stay home and how we should quarantine and how we could keep our family safe. And I know that was hard for y'all, because you got to learn all these new guidelines and then you got to keep us informed. And that was a lot on your plate, but you all did it with ease and you were just very patient with us as we bombarded you with questions. And you were very knowledgeable and educated about the things that were coming in, the shifts and the pivot that kept happening. So I don't know if anybody's ever told you this, but Ms. Kathy Como Sabetti, I need to tell you thank you for how you have done your best to keep the residents of this great state, the citizens of this great state, safe and protected from COVID-19.
Well, thank you so much. It just warms my heart. It warms my heart, really. In public health, we go into it trying to help people. And if we know we've helped some people, it definitely makes our day. So I appreciate it. And thank you for giving us the time and having me on today.
Well, I can't thank you enough. Tell everybody at the team we said we appreciate them. I know you don't hear that at all, because you're often giving us messages and information that we don't want to hear. You know, we hard-headed, we stubborn, we want to do our own way. We think we know better than the epidemiologist, and we don't even know how to spell epidemiology. So thank you so much for keeping us safe and for being on this show today. And thank y'all for being a part of the podcast. Now, listen, don't be selfish. Do not be selfish. Do not just listen to this show and then have a good time and laugh and get all this good information and go on about your way. Share it with a friend. Send them this link. Give them this information, because we're all going to be going somewhere this summer and we all want to come back safe. Now, y'all come back next week. I'll be right here.
That girl is crazy in a good way. To check out previous episodes, log on to her website, SheLettaMakesMeLaugh.com. You can also check out where she's appearing next and score cool merch.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
If you're pregnant or recently delivered a baby, you're at greater risk for getting very sick from COVID-19 compared to the general population. Getting COVID-19 during pregnancy also puts you at an increased risk of having a preterm birth. That's why it's so important to protect yourself from getting COVID-19 at this time. The most important step is getting your updated COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine is also strongly recommended if you're breastfeeding or considering pregnancy in the future. While you're pregnant, transmission of coronavirus to your child is unlikely, but a newborn could get COVID-19 after birth. Babies can get their own COVID-19 vaccine once they're 6 months of age. It's natural to have questions about COVID-19 during this important time. So talk to your trusted prenatal healthcare provider and then your baby's pediatrician. They'll be able to give you advice on the best steps to take to keep everyone in the family safe and healthy.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me. This is news they can use.